USA Radio News.
Saying goodbye to an old friend.
George Bush was a charter member of the greatest generation. His incredible service to our nation and the world are already etched in the marble of time.
Former Secretary of State James Baker at George H.W. Bush's funeral, Baker also talks about Bush 41's dedication to public service.
Congressman, Ambassador to China and to the United Nations, Director of the CIA, and Vice President. He became one of our nation's finest presidents.
Bush will be laid to rest later today at the Presidential Library that bears his name at Texas A&M University. The House approved the short-term stopgap spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The bill now heads to the Senate. The stopgap bill does fund the government through December 21st. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Wells Fargo says a computer glitch is partly to blame for an error affecting an estimated 545 customers who lost their homes. The bank filed papers with the Security and Exchange Commission last month revealing it incorrectly denied over 870 loan modification requests. About 60% of those homeowners went into foreclosure, including Jose Aguilar, who tells CBS This Morning where he ended up living.
At that point, my son and I had to move to the basement of a friend's house, which we stayed there for 3 months, and we had nothing. We had a couch, and my son had a bed. But
that was tough.
I felt worthless.
Worthless.
I felt like I let my family down.
The Dow is continuing its wild ride this week as it is down currently right around 500 points. Fears over the U.S.-China trade relations and concern over a possible global economic slowdown have spooked some investors. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Charles Krauthammer passed away in June of 2018. Now, before he died, him and his son, Daniel, wrote a book titled The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. I had a chance to chat with Daniel and see what his thoughts would be about what his father would think after the passing of George H.W. Bush.
You know, we have a lot to be thankful for in having him. And when I heard the news of his passing, I went back and read some columns my dad had written about him and found one that he wrote in 92, right after he lost the election. And he wrote something that I think was just so prescient at a time when people were kind of piling on and criticizing President Bush. He said that, look, even though he lost an election, that's not history's judgment. And it wasn't a failed presidency. It was a completed presidency, is what my dad wrote. And that he was called upon to do two great things for this country, to close out the Cold War on favorable terms and to stop Saddam Hussein's aggression in the Persian Gulf, and he did those brilliantly. And I think my dad had this very deep sense of history, and he wrote almost poetically that, you know, George Bush, like other great figures who had completed their task, like Churchill or Truman, his turn in history was over, but that we should all be thankful for that.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or go to Facebook at USA Radio as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.